hurling their infants down from the walls, then jumping after them. I never married. I have no children. But I know what you mean. Did you have any?
A son, Corby said, in a voice both soft and strained, from a body almost shaking with pain.
And a daughter. Twins, they were. Long ago and far away.
And what became of them?
I don't know. I would hope they're still living. They would be about Case's age.
Sweet raised an eyebrow, but let the remark slide past. And their mother? Corby's eyes became iron. Hot iron, like a brand.
Dead. I'm sorry.
Corby did not respond. His expression suggested he was not sorry himself.
You understand what I'm saying, Corby? Sweet asked. You were noticed by one of the Taken. That's never healthy.
I get the message. Which was it?
I can't say. Which of the Taken or where, when, could be of interest to the rebel?
Corby snorted.
What rebel? We wiped them out at Charm.
Perhaps, but there is that White Rose.
I thought they were going to get her.
Yeah, the stories you hear. Going to have her in chains before the month is out. Been saying that since first we heard of her. She's light on her feet. Maybe light enough.
Sweet smile faded.
At least I won't be around next time the comet comes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Chess? Or do you have a job?
Not right away. I'll go you one game.
Halfway through, Sweet said,
Remember what I said, eh? The Taken claimed he was leaving, but there's no guarantee. Could be behind a bush someplace watching.
I'll pay more attention to what I'm doing.
He would. The last thing he wanted was a Taken interested in him. He had come too far to waste himself now.
Chapter 12 The Plain of Fear.
I had the watch. My belly gnawed, weighted by lead. All day dots had traversed the sky, high up. A pair were there now, patrolling. The continuous presence of Taken was not a good omen.
Closer, two manta pairs planed the afternoon air. They would ride the updrafts, then circle down, taunting the Taken, trying to lure them across the boundary. They resented outsiders, the more so these, because these would crush them but for Darling, another intruder. Walking trees were on the move beyond the creek. The dead menhirs glistened, somehow changed from their usual dullness. Things were happening on the plain. No outsider could comprehend their import fully. One great shadow clung to the desert. Way up there, daring the Taken, a lone wind wail hovered. An occasional, barely perceptible bass roar tumbled down. I'd never heard one talk before. They do so only when enraged. A breeze muttered and whimpered in the coral. Old Father Tree sang counterpoint to the wind wail. A menhir spoke behind me.
Your enemies come soon.
I shivered. It recalled the flavor of a nightmare I've been having lately. I can recall no specifics afterward, only that it is filled with terror. I refused to be unsettled by the sneaky stone.
Much.
What are they? Where did they come from? Why are they different from normal stones? For that matter, why is the plain ridiculously different?